Good evening.
California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom handily shut down a recall effort Tuesday. He will serve out the rest of his term, despite a Republican push to oust him from the leadership of the nation's most populous state.
I'm humbled and grateful to the millions and millions of Californians that exercise their fundamental right to vote and express themselves so overwhelmingly by rejecting the division, by rejecting the cynicism, by rejecting so much of the negativity that's defined our politics.
While some voters chose to line up and cast their ballots in person, every registered eligible voter received a ballot in the mail beginning weeks ago. The overriding issue has been Newsom's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. He was among the first governors to declare widespread lockdowns and mask mandates. That angered many business owners and others who joined anti-maskers and Republicans to support the recall. More than 40 candidates were on the ballot to replace Newsom, but the leading Republican was Larry Elder, a conservative radio talk show host who promised to lift all COVID mask and vaccination mandates. Elder spoke after his defeat.
As you know, my opponent, Governor Gavin Newsom, come on, let's be gracious. Let's be gracious in defeat. And by the way, we may have lost the battle, but we are going to win the war.
Newsom attacked Elder relentlessly over his stance on COVID. He spent $70 million on TV ads and campaign stops around the state. And he had help from prominent Democrats, including President Joe Biden. That message resonated with voters.
You know, if we recall Governor Newsom, who knows who we end up with? And the options, in my opinion, are not looking very good.
Elder was endorsed by former President Donald Trump. But in this heavily Democratic state, Trump's support may have done Elder more harm than good. It's likely that Democrats from the White House to state houses all around the country are breathing a sigh of relief. And Republicans are disappointed by the failure of their effort to turn the Golden State red. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, Beverly Hills, California.